From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Damme. The sound of fireworks bursting over the Chicago skyline tonight, one of dozens of major fireworks displays drawing big crowds in cities across the country. Budget cuts force some communities to cancel pyrotechnics this 4th of July, but the Macy's fireworks show was carried off without any incident on Manhattan's west side, as was Washington's on the National Mall. President Obama hosted more than 1,000 military families on the South Lawn to view the fireworks display after enjoying a barbecue dinner.
So happy 4th of July, everybody. God bless all of you and all our men and women in uniform and your families. And God bless the United States of America.
Thousands packed the mall several hours before the fireworks began in 95-degree heat, prompting fire crews and the U.S. Park Police into action with hoses to cool down the crowd. A free concert on the mall featured Reba McEntire and the National Symphony Orchestra. General David Petraeus took command of U.S. forces in Afghanistan on the 4th with a ceremony in Kabul. NPR's Quil Lawrence reports that violence continues to increase in the conflict's ninth year.
Petraeus inherits a counterinsurgency campaign that has seen ever higher numbers of dead and wounded among soldiers and civilians. His predecessor was criticized for poor relations with civilian leadership, as well as rules to prevent civilian casualties that some GIs believe put them at risk. Petraeus says he won't change strategy in Afghanistan, though the Obama administration's July 2011 withdrawal date for U.S. troops is coming under heavy criticism from Republican lawmakers. The Afghan government announced that security forces, along with international support, have killed dozens of heroin traffickers and insurgents during a two-day operation in the southern province of Helmand. They said they seized 16 tons of illegal drugs. Afghanistan is the world's largest source of heroin, which is believed to fund the Taliban insurgency. Quil Lawrence, NPR News, Kabul.
Voters went to the polls on Sunday in almost half of Mexico's states amid very tight security. Campaigns had been marred by killings and death threats attributed to drug cartels. The BBC's Julian Migliorini reports from Mexico City that there's been widespread nervousness at the polls as people voted for governors, mayors, and local deputies.
Security measures were tightened following a wave of violence blamed on the drug cartels that have a stronghold on some areas of Mexico. Now, many Mexicans will be looking at the results, which are expected to favor the opposition Revolutionary Institutional Party, and at final turnout figures, which could provide an indication of the extent to which the campaign violence dissuaded voters from attending polling stations.
The BBC's Julian Migliorini reporting from Mexico City. A 60-year-old Iowa woman died from injuries sustained after two startled horses bolted during a 4th of July parade. This is NPR News. The Twilight saga Eclipse topped the holiday weekend box office totals despite slipping slightly since its record-setting opening last Wednesday. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports the film is still raking it in.
The weekend numbers for the latest in the book-to-movie vampire series are still astounding.
You wouldn't have to change for me, Bella. I'm in love with you, and I want you to pick me instead of him.
In the estimated five-day totals, Bella and the whole Twilight gang have raked in $161 million, which includes projections for a slow holiday movie day. More people typically turn to outdoor parades and barbecues rather than head to air-conditioned theaters. Coming in second place was The Last Airbender, based on the cartoon series about a young kid with mythical powers out to unite warring nations. Despite terrible reviews, The Last Airbender took in about $53 million since opening on Thursday. Disney's animated blockbuster Toy Story 3 dropped to third place, bringing in $289 million. That's just below Pixar's hit of last year, Up. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
In Texas, an air ambulance crashed shortly after taking off from an airport in western Texas, killing all five people on board. The crash occurred Sunday afternoon in Alpine, Texas, about 200 miles southeast of El Paso. The Texas Department of Public Safety says the pilot appeared to be trying to make an emergency landing when the plane hit a rut and overturned. Toyota is recalling Lexus and Crown luxury cars in Japan due to engine problems. It's only the latest trouble the world's number one automaker is facing. Toyota Motor Corporation says it will soon recall the same cars overseas. The recall involves about 92,000 vehicles in Japan. I'm Carol Van Damme, NPR News in Washington.